The Government Accountability Board has always contended that while it can flag signatures that are questionable on their face, state law requires campaigns to call for their removal. It's an adversarial system that was used by both Republicans and Democrats in last summer's state Senate recalls. But the Walker campaign argued that could hypothetically allow signatures from fictional characters like Mickey Mouse. The suggestion resonated with Waukesha County Judge Mac Davis.
Counting a signature of Bugs Bunny is something only lawyers could try to make seem okay.
Davis, a former Republican legislator, ordered the board to take all reasonable steps to strike duplicate and fictitious signatures and those from people whose address cannot be verified.
How's the Government Accountability Board to deal with the knotty issue of the difference between Mickey Mouse and something maybe not so obvious? Like many, many, many things are dealt with by all of us, including government agencies, there to apply sound judgment and discretion.
Speaking after the decision, Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy said he interpreted the ruling as the court telling his agency to be more proactive.
What we will do is implement exactly what the court told us to do, which was giving us an awful lot of discretion to determine what's reasonable and to do it within our resources.
A lawyer for Republicans said they were pleased with the ruling. A Democratic attorney called the entire case political theater and said the ruling would not impede Walker's recall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.